and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips. Ziplist. Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's tip. Today, I'm going to demonstrate a nifty little iPhone app that's also a website that you can use to create shopping lists when you go to the grocery store. The website for this app is ziplist.com, ZIPLIST.com, and it is accessible. If you don't have an iPhone, you can use the website. The iPhone app is just useful if you're going around town or you're at home and you find you want to add stuff to your list and you're not at the computer. And it also enables you, you don't have to go around the store with a print copy because you have it in your iPhone. But of course, you can use it without an iPhone. It is free either way. And you can create a shopping list. You can sync it from your iPhone to the web. I'm not sure if it works on other mobile platforms, but if people don't have iPhones, because see, you can share these lists too. So if people don't have iPhones, you want to share the list with them. You can even tweet them the items on your list or send them text messages or email, both through the iPhone and the web. So I'm going to demonstrate a little bit about how this works. And I'm not going to demonstrate everything on this application, but just a few things. And it's mostly accessible. I haven't actually used this much, but it's a great shopping list, especially if you find recipes that you want ingredients, need to buy ingredients for. You can write them in right there, and then it syncs to the website immediately. Of course, you have to create an account.
Food and nutrition.
Now, I have a folder called Food and Nutrition on my iPhone, and that has all sorts of apps in it.
Nutrition.
There is an app called Nutrition, which is mostly accessible, and I will demonstrate that at some point.
iTreadmill.
There's an iTreadmill. I demonstrated that already.
Cookbook.
Cookbook. That is the Betty Crocker cookbook.
Big oven.
Big oven.
Zip list. Three new items.
Zip list. And it says three new items. That means that I have an open list with three items on it that I haven't purchased or deleted the list, so it's still there.
Zip list. Manage. Button.
Now, it put me automatically in the latest list that I had created. Now, you can create more than one list.
Dozen six eggs. Large.
Now, I have created that list, and this is
manage button.
The list.
January 8th.
This app puts you in basically the last place you were when you left it, like a lot of iPhone apps. It has a dock at the bottom, so let's see what's on the bottom of the screen.
Selected. List. Button.
Put me in list. That's the first thing on the bottom left of the screen.
Recipe box. Button.
There's a recipe box. You can put things in there you want to make.
Search. Button.
You can search.
Stores. Button. More. Button.
And more. More is actually where a lot of the settings are located, so let's go in more.
Selected. More. Heading. Settings.
And you can edit your settings there.
About zip list.
About zip list.
List. Button. About zip list. List. Recipe box. Search.
Then you're
button.
Back to the dock again. So let's do a two-finger scrub
language.
To get back, which sometimes
AT&T
does not work.
More. Heading. List.
Let's
button.
Use the dock.
Recipe box. List. Button. Selected. List. Manage. Button.
And the settings control things like account activation, how often you sync ZipList with the website. You can activate your account either on ZipList or on the iPhone or on the web. If you want to enable push notifications and location for ZipList, you have to go into the iPhone settings. It has those settings in the iPhone settings rather than in the application itself. And applications and location services is good to have enabled for this program, and I'll show you why in just a second.
Select recipe box button.
Now lists.
Manage button.
If I go into manage,
manage
which is
open
the
list.
Top
heading.
At the top of the screen, I can do the following things.
Done button. Remove.
I can remove items.
All items button. Checked items. Dimmed button.
There are no items that are checked. I'm not exactly sure what that means.
Show items.
And I can elect to show only certain items.
Selected all. One of three. Button.
I have all of them showing right now.
Unchecked. Two of important. Three of three. View list by store.
And you can tag the items as important. You can view list by store. So if you have more than one list, it'll bring up a list of stores that you have lists associated with.
All stores. Button.
All stores.
Share list.
You can share your list here.
Share list via email.
And that's what you can do in there.
3 of 5 bars. Signals 95% back. Done. Button.
Okay.
Manage.
Now,
button. January 8th. Add. Button.
What I can do, I can add an item to the list. Let's try that. That's at the top right of the screen, next to the label that you assign the list when you create it.
Text field. Is editing.
Okay, so what do we have? It puts us in a text field,
list.
But is there
back
other
button.
Stuff on the screen? There's your back button at the top left for your list.
Add item. Heading.
This is adding an item.
Scan item. Button.
You can scan an item with a... it has a camera. You can scan it. It does have barcode technology associated with it.
Selected. Name. 1 of 2. Button. Barcode. 2 of 2.
You
button.
Can enter the item by name or barcode.
Text field. Is editing.
That's the text field where you enter the name. Oatmeal.
O-O-A-A-T-T-M-M-E-E. Shift. A-A-K-L-L. Go. Add item. Back button.
And it is going to pull up choices of all the different kinds of oatmeal that it has associated with it.
Oatmeal. Done. Button. Oatmeal. Quantity. 1. Units. Size. Price. 0 points. Units. Size. Price. Aisle. Breakfast.
It has the aisle that it's going to associate it with. Quantity. How many you want. Units. I don't really know what that is. Size. I don't know what the difference between those two is.
List. January 8th. Store. Note. Coupon.
You can enter a coupon code.
Important.
You can flag it as important.
Selected. List. Button.
And...
Done. But location tracking on. Done. Button.
Oh!
Alarm set. State. Done. Button. Manage. Button.
And I did find a little icon at the top of the screen that said location tracking on, and I'm not sure exactly where that was. It was sort of towards the top right. I didn't even know that was there.
January 8th.
Okay.
Add. Button. Find your local stores. Tap stores. Oatmeal. More info. Oatmeal. Button.
And it will give you little tips. That you've got, because you just heard find your local stores. That was a little tip that it just randomly sort of put up there. Okay, so what about this more info? Because I just heard oatmeal more info button.
Selected. List. Button. Recipe box. Select. More info. Oatmeal. Oatmeal. Breakfast. More info. Gallon milk.
I heard that one on
more,
that,
breakfast,
too.
Breakfast. Oatmeal.
So, more what info, does more info
oatmeal.
Mean?
Edit item. List. Edit item. Name. Quantity. Units. Size. Price, aisle, list, store, note.
You can edit there.
Manage, button.
Now, let's see.
Selected, list, but recipe box, button.
Let's go into the recipe box. This is the dock, again at the bottom of the screen.
Selected, recipe box, heading. There are currently no saved recipes.
You can save recipes in here.
To save recipes. Use this button on any recipe to save it. Your zip list account has been activated. When you save recipes on this application, you'll have access to them on your zip list account as well. List, button. Search. Button.
I can search.
Selected. Search recipes. Heading.
We're at the back. We're at the dock. So, you can search recipes.
Clear. Button. Search by keyword. Enter keyword. Text. Search by category. Main ingredient. All. Method. All. View search results. Button. List. Button. Recipe box.
And I'm not going to demonstrate how to search for that. I guess that's a way to save recipes. You search for ones you want, and they will go into your recipe box. I'm not going to demonstrate that.
Recipe box. Selected. Search. Stores. Button.
This one's really cool. Stores. This is why it's important to have your location settings on in your iPhone settings.
More. Button.
No.
Stores.
I want
button.
Stores.
Selected. Stores. Heading.
And you can pull up a list of stores in your local area.
Search. Button.
So the application, when you initially have those settings turned on, it will say, ZipList would like to use your local, your current location as your local area for stores. And you click yes. And it will find stores within a certain mile radius.
Sam's Club. Raleigh. 1.3 miles.
And you can search. See, there you go. There's a store.
GPS Finder. Button. Selected. List. 1 of 2. Button. Map. 2 of 2. Button.
You can get a map.
Search. Button.
To look for a store... You hit search, and that is in the top right corner of the screen. If I hit search.
Search stores. Stores. Back button. Search stores. Heading. Add. Button. Enter address or zip code. Search field. International Foods. Raleigh. 0.24 miles.
It was kind of cool. I entered my zip code, and all of this stuff came up.
ANC Supermarket. Raleigh. 0. Unique Food Co. Raleigh. General Nutrition Centers. Raleigh. Advertisement. Link. Image. 18,414. Walmart. Raleigh. 0.54 miles. Sarlas LLC. Raleigh. Speedway. Garner. 0.69 miles. Kmart. Raleigh. ABC Stores Wake County. Raleigh. 0.99 miles.
Absolutely. We are going to put the ABC store in here. We are going to add that. That is a liquor store. Just for fun, let's add it.
Search stores. Back button. ABC Stores Wake County. 2732 S. Wilmington, St. Raleigh, North Carolina. 27603.
So you double tap on that and it gives you the address information.
Phone.
And the phone number. Wow, cool.
Get directions.
You can get directions and they can either be written or map directions.
List. Button. Add. Button.
And the add button, if you want to add that to your stores list, is in the top right corner of the screen.
Search stores. Stores. Back button. Stores. Back button. Search stores. Heading. Search. But search. More. Button. Selected. Stores. Button. Selected. Stores.
And if
stores,
I go
heading.
Into stores and look at my stores list.
Search. Button. ABC Stores Wake County. Sam's Club. GPS Finder. Button.
And those are the two stores I've got in my zip list. Well, that is a very short, somewhat rambly explanation of how zip list works. It's actually very simple to use. There are things I haven't really learned about yet, like how all the aisles work and how to check and uncheck items and things. But that is how you essentially add items to your list. The oatmeal, it didn't bring up a long list of things, but I actually wanted to add something. Oh, it was butter to my list the other day, and it brought up like 20 different kinds of butter that I could possibly add to my list. So it will bring up a good many explanations, a good many alternatives, rather, for items that you can add. You can do the scanning by barcode that I haven't experimented with. And so it's a lot of fun. It doesn't bring up a lot of pricing information, at least that I've been able to find. But hopefully that's something they will put in the future releases of ZipList. And did I mention the fact that it is free? I think I did when I first started out. But use of the website is free. The application is free. I think there may be a paid version that does not have advertisements, but these advertisements really don't get in my way. I don't really care. They're links. If I really want to look at them, I can tap the link. And otherwise, they just sort of sit there. So anyway, that is ZipList. It is simple as that. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.